Dinner?
Ain't nothing like getting together with family and having a good meal.
Drinks?
Everybody who's anybody drinks.
Pull up a chair and join Nick and Bridget from Lake Geneva Country Meats with Mike Mason for Dinner Plus Drinks Extra.
This is quite a conversation we're having off the air. We have to
As
go
always.
Live now, you guys.
Man, our best stuff is off air.
That's true.
I know.
That's true.
Should just start recording when we walk in and say, surprise.
If you're saying to yourself, who are these people? You shouldn't, because we know them every Friday. Our podcasters of Dinner Plus Drinks, we have Nick Vorpagel and Bridget Leach. You may or may not know them both from Lake Geneva Country Meats. Hey, guys.
Why, hello there.
I feel like we should clue people into what we were talking about.
Which scary is movies?
Scary movies. And what did you say?
I said I'm too old for scary movies now. I can't handle it.
A, you're not.
You're right.
And what did you say?
I said I'm getting old and I'm closer to inevitable heart attack, and anything that pushes me closer to it is just not good. I don't need that. I have a daughter now, okay? I have something to live for.
So no scary movies.
Wait, dear wives and husbands like scary movies?
No.
I mean, yeah, Tyler can handle it more than I can.
My lady doesn't like them, but I make her watch them with me.
Oh, that's mean.
I know. I was watching.
We've watched two of them.
Two ever.
I was watching a cooking show last night that had open coals, and Sarah got scared.
Seriously?
That those open coals were for burning bodies. She listens to too much Crime Junkie.
That's because of me. I do listen to crime podcasts on the reg, but movies
on
about
the reg.
Yeah. I'm young and hip, see? Young and hip, not too old to watch
scary movies.
She's in that awkward stage where can't watch the scary movies, but still using
but
the
still
slang.
Still young and hip.
On the reg.
Someone said fits the other day, and I had no idea.
I was
just
going to say that. Yes. Because my girlfriend's daughter came down the day of my birthday party, which was on Sunday.
Happy birthday.
She's like, thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
You know, it doesn't mean much four or five days later.
So okay, well, you're welcome anyway.
She says, what do you think of this fit? Is this a good fit?
You're like, does it
now I know
mean,
what it means.
It's a good size?
The first time she said it, I was like, what are you talking about?
What do you mean? Do you mean, does it fit you? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you know
means.
How I learned? An Old Navy commercial.
It says
fits for your whole fam.
Yeah.
It's an outfit.
Outfit.
Because outfit is a really long word, so we got to shorten it to
it's
fit.
It's like stooms, you know? Instead of costumes, you have stooms.
I've never heard that.
Don't say that.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine reference.
Please
don't say that.
Ooh.
Nick is stretching it.
No.
Well,
he probably says that on the reg.
Off topic as always. Here we are.
So how's the podcast life?
Life? L-Y-F-E is what it is. Okay, moving on.
Did I say that weird?
No, it's just what came to mind, okay? Okay, we're old. We're too old for this. We're talking about Labor Day this weekend.
Okay.
Labor Day. It's going to be a great time to grill out if it doesn't pour rain.
I know. We were also checking the weather like good old people.
Right. My bones start hurting a little bit, and I think it's going to rain. Get the gout flare up,
Nick's
you know?
This interview is off the rails. Every time you guys come in here,
we get weirder and weirder.
We like segue into like seven unrelated topics to your podcast.
Well, that's really kind of
it's
how
good,
our podcast
I like it.
Goes.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say we follow
people listening
our,
are probably like, what the hell?
Who are these people and what is the point?
We're hitting record highs for listenership.
We
so
are.
Thank you, everybody. And it must be because you like all the randomness.
Yeah.
Or it was your guest you had last week.
It was our seltzer tasting guest that boosted
our. And I missed
our
it. I didn't even watch it.
Well, you can watch it anytime.
I told my lady about it.
It's not like it's live TV without a DVR.
You can catch
it's
it
not
anytime.
Like 1985, Mike. You're old now. You can go on YouTube and watch it
There's
on
this
demand.
There's this website. It's called YouTube.
And that's YOUTUBE. It's not you.
I'm old now. When did I become old?
Well, it was just your birthday, so you're officially old.
5 days ago, because we didn't wish you a happy birthday, so it's not worth anything.
It's fine. Yeah, I didn't get any Facebook birthday posts or anything.
You know what? I actually have it on my
calendar.
Because
I know everybody that did it, because I respond to everybody.
You do?
I did. I had 423, and I wrote thank you to every single person.
Are you kidding me?
No, I've been doing that for years.
423? I don't believe it.
That's a lot of pressure. I mean,
maybe.
I respond to the texts. But Facebook, man.
I gotta pull it up.
Sorry. Now I have to prove it.
Talk amongst yourselves.
We're talking about Labor Day because Nick's really excited about
Labor
Day.
I'm very excited about Labor Day. We got a cookout. We're gonna make a bunch of brisket. We're gonna make a bunch of ribs. We're gonna do all the barbecue stuff. And it's.
Mike's proving it right now to Nick.
423. That is impressive. I
can't believe you remembered that exact number.
Really impressive.
Okay, you guys, I'm scared my birthday's coming up.
When?
September 19th.
Oh, are you a Virgo?
I am.
Nice.
Yes.
High five.
High five, guys. Nice. So
there,
I won't tell you. Happy belated.
Is that what you were doing?
Okay. I better get on that.
I still got people doing happy belated. I'm like, you know what?
I'm not going to respond to you guys.
Right. So what can we expect this week? Labor Day, cooking, grilling?
Some cooking tips. We're going to do two podcast recording this week.
Oh, my
because
God, yeah.
We're starting a new wine-focused one, and this wine-focused one is going to see if Bridget can tell the difference between $10 and $50 bottles of wine.
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't.
Well, we'll see if I can.
I'm not a wine guy.
I bet you could. You might not say you would pay the $50, but I bet you could tell the difference. Now, Bridget, we'll see.
All right, so this interview's been going on for 17 minutes.
Bridget can't contain her laughter, as usual.
Where can people find you guys?
Head on over
I've
to
had
dinner.
It. I've had it with you guys.
Head on over to dinnerplusdrinks.com. You can find us in your favorite podcast player by searching for Dinner Plus Drinks.
Or where all the young kids find us on social media. Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, Dinner Plus Drinks Podcast.
You can judge their fits.
New episodes of Dinner Plus Drinks are released every Sunday morning. You can automatically receive them on your favorite device by subscribing in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
You can also listen online whenever you want and get links to everything we talk about by visiting dinnerplusdrinks.com. And be sure to find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dinner Plus Drinks Podcast. We'll talk again soon.
On Lake 96.1.